Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Okay, so we did all this talking about Greg Sankey being all pissed off, and we didn't tell you what he said. So I just wanted to.
I'm sure we have the clip.
Oh, do we have the clip?
I would assume.
Maybe. Sports radio? Sports talk radio?
Yeah. I'll look for it. I'll let you know. Just a second.
All right. We'll just sit over here and wait.
I would have thought Buckley would have had that, but you know.
What is
unless
Colorado
Isaac or you
Rockies?
Asked for it, I usually don't have it. Unless one of the other shows had it,
I'm guessing that clip is in there, and I just it's been.
Hey,
it's been,
Buckley's got bets to worry about. Okay, Shohei just hit a home run.
It's been making the rounds.
Another home run.
Yeah, he's got. He's either leading the league or he might be tied at this point.
I feel like he homers every night now.
I don't know if you know this about Shohei Ohtani, but turns out he's good at baseball and. Although the Mets took 2 of 3 from him. Suck it, Dodgers. He was pitching. He's been on the mound. So
not in games. He's seeing hitters, though, in the bullpens.
Yes, he is working his way back to pitch.
They don't really need him until September.
But isn't it weird, as great as he is right now, and we're all like, oh my God, he is amazing, he is not currently pitching.
No.
Like, you forget how...
He's not earning that $70 million. Well, I guess he doesn't make $70 million, but...
Well, actually, he does, but...
It's deferred.
Yes.
He only makes $2 million.
As someone who his team has paid Juan Soto $70 million,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Now, there's a guy not earning $70
million. Yes. And Met fans all hate him now, but, you know, everyone just relax.
It's because he's a hateable guy.
Well, but everyone,
not even his own fans like him.
Everyone hated Lindor when they gave him that contract, and Soto will be fine. He's a little fat now. He'll work his way into the groove.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
He'll be fine.
Anyway.
We do not have the Greg Sankey.
We do not.
No, it's not in the system.
Sports talk radio.
I don't know what clip it is, but if you'd like, I can go peruse internet and find it. Look for it.
You know what?
Buckley, or you can just read it.
Just
to us.
Watch the Dodger game, okay? We know that's what you want.
A commercial.
Do. He said, "I don't need." This is Greg Sankey, SEC.
And he was fiery when he said it.
I don't need lectures from others about the good of the game. Is he from the South?
This is way better than Sankey audio, by the way. You have to do the whole clip like that.
I don't know if he's from the South, but. I picture him having a southern accent.
He does not have that kind of southern accent.
He does now.
I enjoy what you're doing.
Now, remember, he's the one who convinced his presidents in the SEC that the college football playoff was in the best interest of college football.
By the way, he went to Syracuse, for God's sake.
Yeah, so he's a
he's a
northerner.
He's a Yankee.
He's a Yankee. Well,
but keep doing the southern
he's
accent.
Claiming,
it's better.
He's saying he's the one who has been working to save the ACC and the Big 12's ass.
Yes.
Which he did give them to, again, it's not all him, but, yeah. You know, he got the SEC presidents to agree that the ACC and the Big 12 could get 2 automatic qualifiers each.
Yes.
And that's basically what he's saying.
Yes.
He's also the one who all along has been working with Tony Petitti of the Big 10 to help those conferences. Meanwhile, those conferences are complaining about their help. So they poked the bear, and then he said, on the fan.
Greg Sankey.
Here on Sports Talk.
Maybe I should have got the clip.
You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward. There you here go. Now.
Well, like that's a main justice.
And then he said, the SEC didn't need the playoff. That was for the good of the game. But he wasn't done.
No. It's a pretty long, I mean, you can't, it's like a 2-minute clip.
For the first time since he was named commissioner in 2015 and has since spoken with measured yet forceful tones, Sankey unloaded. For 10 years, he has spoken as the conference, rarely as the commissioner. It's always we, never me. That ended in various spots during a 45-minute State of the SEC to begin the league's annual spring meetings, a State of the League that quickly turned into the State of College Football and Sankey's place in it. You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Here now.
I like you doing Greg Sankey like this.
I think about the responsibility I have to our member institutions over here now. And I think about the rest of college football more broadly all the time. I'm open to the college football ideas. There's not just a lot of them incoming. My phone's not ringing off the hook with, hey, here's another way to look at it here now. Boy.
I couldn't be any happier with the way that went.
This is all getting clipped.
It's so much better than listening. Because I listened to the Sankey clip this morning, and this is so much better.
Let's see if I can find some more quotes here.
Well, I can summarize. So the couple points beside the ones that were so eloquently laid out by
our athletic directors are telling me we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now how many of those compromises does it take? Oh, he is pissed, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really fiery. Yeah, he was all kinds of fired up. Because again, his member institutions, which he does say that is his responsibility, not the world of college football. He feels that a lot of people inside his conference are telling him that he needs to push harder, and that he has been the one that has kind of talked him off the ledge and was like, "No, this is for the good of the game." So he is saying that they are acting in the best interest of college football, and people are coming back at him saying, "Why aren't you interested in acting in the best interest of college football?" And that pisses him off.
Well, it should. And then he says, his last little salvo here, at least on this story, is, "Ultimately, I recognize I'm the one who ends up in front of the podium here now, explaining not just myself, but ourselves. So, yeah, good luck to me here now."
Basically saying, if you need someone to play the villain, we'll play the villain. And, you know, he went on, and Lane Kiffin said this today, too. He said that under this format, there is a chance the SEC could cost themselves teams in the playoff. And this is true. Like I said, if we went back and looked at the 16-team playoff as the way it would have been last year, they probably would have had an extra, like a 6-team bumped out for a BYU because of the two automatic qualifiers for the Big 12. So, yes, in that instant, it would cost them that. So, and this idea, like someone said, well, what happens when – you know, in a couple years when the ACC up and the Big Ten is down, I think the point is that's not going to happen due to revenue. And if it does happen due to revenue and all of a sudden the ACC is the big stick, then this will be revisited. This, again, this is about leverage. But the bottom line is you have two conferences that have payouts around $30-something million, and you're going to have two that are going to be paying out $80-plus million. I'm sorry, but if you think the Big 12 or the ACC is getting ready to rise up and all of a sudden have six dominant teams, it's not happening. But if it does happen year after year where ACC teams are getting screwed over, then yes, it will be readdressed. But in what world, by the way, are you going to get six? I mean, think about that. Think how silly an argument is. Go find me the six teams in the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC that within the next 8 years are going to rise up, all six of them, and be top 15 teams.
Rock Chalk.
I mean, it's a ludicrous statement. And then to the person saying, there was another one on here. He said, it was Andy. He said he was a lifelong Duck fan. And he said, I am uninterested in a sport where only 30 to 40 teams have a chance at winning. Again, I asked that person, in what world have you been living? In what college football world where there are more than 30 or 40 teams every year that have a chance? If anything, this system that we have, this new format, is going to provide more opportunities than ever before. We used to play in a world where we didn't have a championship game. You could go undefeated or be a one-loss team and not play for a national championship. We had split national championships, for God's sakes. Then we lived in a world where we just picked two. And then it went to four and then 12. So anyone saying that somehow this is restricting the ability to win and play for championships, you're fooling yourself if you think that any year there's 30 teams that have any team that's capable of winning a championship. You don't understand the way college football works. And if anything, if you're going to make the argument of that, this format here provides more access than in the history of college football. We like to pretend that we had it great before and that somehow this is ruining it. Is it perfect? No, but it's a hell of a lot better than it's ever been in the world of college football. And let me point out, in the 1980s, BYU won a national championship, for God's sakes. And by the way, I think beat one ranked team.
Well, here's another sad little part of this, is that if you put Alabama in the tournament and not BYU,
yeah,
guess what gets better ratings?
Alabama. Exactly.
Even if BYU is more deserving. And yeah. I get that's not fair,
yeah,
but that's the way it is.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so, there's a little college football talk.
Are we next?
Ah, Dustin May.
Dustin May sucks.
Are we what? What'd you ask?
Greg Sankey stands now. Do we?
Oh,
I see why
our drop
pissed.
Board's about to be. It's we got some gold here.
Community Theater, Atticus Finch. You're welcome,
dude. I'll just tell you right now. You doing Greg Sankey as Foghorn Leghorn?
That's what he sounds like.
I will never not be able to hear Greg Sankey any other way. It's like now, when I think of Harry Carey, I only think of Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey, and this will now be, anytime I hear Greg Sankey, I'm just going to be thinking of you playing Greg Sankey.
When I hear Greg Sankey talk now, I'm just going to assume when his sentence ends, there's a "here now" coming.
Here now.
Here now.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, Derek May just gave up a three-run.
Dustin May.
Derek
Dustin
May? Who's this Derek May?
He just gave up a three-run jack. Mm. Maybe Buck was right all along.
Oh, we're 2 runs away from the over, and we're in
it's
the bottom of
the fourth. It's 4-3 Dodgers in the fourth, and he had the over at 8.5. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
It's a lock at this point.
Oh, whoa, careful now.
You're an idiot, Sue.
Trying to jinx Buckley's
yeah, you are. I can see what you're
little
doing.
Action there.
All right, coming up next, we have in the news, the Rose Festival is underway, and a new fun game. What will these stolen animals be used for? Here's Buck.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.